You brought a guest today.
I did. I brought Dr. Jason Barfnick, who is over our Public Works Department.
And has a better voice than any of us on the radio.
He absolutely does.
Yeah, he's got a great radio voice. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Let's talk. First, tell me what departments basically come under your control as Public Works Director.
So under Public Works, I have Water Services, which is water, wastewater. I have Solid Waste. They also do the recycling center there at the Walmart. Animal Services, I kind of share that responsibility with Hugh Walker, but the staff is under Public Works. We have Engineering, Traffic, Streets and Drainage. All of those departments are under Public Works for the city, Brian.
Pretty much everything that makes it go for us all, right?
For out in the community.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's obviously there are a lot of things that have to be done. If you could, we'd kind of, obviously there are a lot of projects that go on that we don't necessarily notice as we're driving around in Bryan, but could you maybe give us an idea, an overview of some of the more visible projects that are going to be taking place in the next year in the city of Bryan?
Yeah, so we've got a couple of visible projects. One's going to be west of downtown on West 26th Street. It's going to be rebuilding West 26th, coming from about Parker all the way out to Brazos Street.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the side streets from William J. Bryan down to 27th Street. So that whole entire neighborhood will be rebuilt with new streets, sidewalks, water, sewer, the whole works through that area.
Let's talk about that for just a minute, because obviously that's kind of a historic area. There are a lot of older homes in that part, and I'm sure there's tons of infrastructure work that has to be done in there. What do you take into account when you talk about those older structures and some of the infrastructure that's there? I know in some places, like over on Congress Street, they actually have the rings still in the curb where they used to tie up, I guess, horses. So how do you take into account those historic features that are in a community when you need to do some reworking?
Well, the historic features here are going to be the large oak trees that are along that street.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to preserve those. And as far as the streets itself, even though they may be old, we'll tear all that out. Try to preserve all the vegetation, the streetscape that's there, and try to incorporate the new infrastructure around those so that we don't have to plant new stuff.
What is the biggest surprise you found? Because I know, obviously, they probably patchworked things together back then and did it a whole lot differently. What's the oh-my-gosh thing that maybe you found over in that area when you were getting ready to rework it?
Well, we haven't started there, but we have found a lot of buried treasures whenever we were doing downtown Phase 1. We found some old hammers and some old Coke cans and old bottles whenever we were digging up Main Street in downtown.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool
when you find stuff like that.
Well, there may be one day we may have room for a downtown city museum in Bryan. That wouldn't be a bad thing. Okay, I'm going to give you a magic wand, okay? And it's an unlimited amount of money. So if you had an unlimited amount of money, what would the thing that you would be doing first as far as the city of Bryan's concerned in development?
I think it would be rebuilding the streets and revitalizing the older neighborhoods. If we had unlimited funds, we'd be focused on that. That would include, as I said, not only the streets, but the sewer infrastructure. While for the most part, you don't see that infrastructure, it's very important. And some residents get to experience that whenever there's a sewer backup, and it's very unpleasant for those residents at that time. And it can do a lot of damage. So if it was up to me, we'd be doing the streets and then the sewer and water infrastructure associated with that, and improving the neighborhoods for the citizens that live there, and improving the quality of life for them.
Jason Barfnick's here this morning. He's the Director of Public Works for the City of Bryan. To my knowledge, Bryan is only one of two cities in Texas that still has a transportation fee or tax, if you will. Let's understand how that's used, what it's not used on, and what it is used on, so people know where those dollars are going.
Okay. The transportation fee is a fee that's added on to the electric bill. The residents get a flat fee. I think it's $14 a month. A portion of that goes for drainage projects. A portion of that goes for transportation or street projects. And then the commercial resident entities get a different fee depending on whether they're small, medium, or large commercial. That revenue on the transportation side generates a little over $5 million for us a year. We use that for street maintenance, doing our seal coats, our overlays, some of our reconstructs. We also utilize that to do some of our capital improvement projects where we just don't have the general fund dollars or debt to be able to issue to do those projects, but we still need to do the capital project. We're doing some of our signalized intersections. We're using those to improve our signals, to try to improve the timing in our signal system within the city of Bryan. We don't utilize that for sidewalk projects. That's really not a part of the transportation system, although pedestrians do use it. The way that our ordinance was written, we can't utilize that for sidewalks. But it has been a big help for us to be able to keep our infrastructure up, and we've been able to, with the help of council, and be able to show that we need those dollars to keep our streets up and to improve our streets, and that saves us issuing debt, which adds interest and other additional payments for the taxpayers going forward.
Now, as you mentioned debt, you know, the College Station City Council just decided to back away from a bond issue and go with certificates of obligation to fund some of their projects. Not that they've never done it before, but generally they haven't. Whereas, to compare and contrast, City of Bryan has used certificates of obligation for quite a long time for a lot of projects. Give us kind of the thinking behind that, and if you see that there might be any shift in that as time goes by.
As far as using debt for us?
Using a certificate of obligation as opposed to doing a bond.
Since I've been with the city, we've always, I think, done some type of certificate of obligation where we just issue the debt and don't necessarily put it out for election for the citizens. And, you know, I think that's a council decision on how that's done. But it's worked well for us. You know, we develop the projects after our CIP process. We show the public what we expect to spend those monies on, and we have a public process for residents to come and voice their concerns, public process for them to provide input on what projects would be those dollars would be utilized for and what the priority would be. So I think as long as you have the process, it's an open process where the citizens can see what's happening. I think it works well.
One of the things I'm kind of geeky about is water. I believe in citizens' water rights very much, but by the same token, people like T. Boone Pickens got a lot of money, got a lot of influence, and we've got big cities that are getting thirstier and thirstier. What does Bryan do to be able to protect their water, not only now but in the future?
You know, the water rights is a big thing in the state, and you know, back in the springtime, May, June time frame, when there was a lot of rain, it kind of goes off everybody's mind at that point when you have water everywhere. But since we hadn't had a rain in a while, it's back on everybody's mind, as it should be. You know, we've put a lot of infrastructure in with our smart metering system to try to be able to control leaks, be able to educate the customer on how much water they're using. We'll be able to utilize it more in water conservation programs in the future. Today, there's a groundwater conservation district meeting up in Hearn where they will be discussing, you know, future permitting processes and what the cutbacks will be and how that will be. You know. While we enjoy a good supply of groundwater now, you know, it's important that both cities and all the residents and folks here in the community utilize that resource to the best possible amount that we can and conserve it.
Going into that meeting in Hearn today, is there anything that Bryan is watching for or any concerns you have there?
Yeah, we're watching to see, you know, how our historic use permits that we've had, how they will be protected by the district, how they will be classified. You know, it's our expectation that the district will protect those that have been here in the district and have had those historic use permits to the most that they can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't want to be categorized as the next person that comes in, but we realize that other people that come in with the groundwater rights that, you know, they have a right to the water as well. But we believe that since we've been producing the water for some time and have historical records that show that we've been producing the water, that we need that water for future growth to support not only Bryan but the surrounding areas here in Brazos County.
Is there any kind of legislative watch going on? Of course, they're not in session right now, but Texas has 4 of the 11 most populous cities in America. Anything to be sure that the smaller cities like Bryan or College Station can be protected from those really, really big cities?
Yeah, we obviously the more populous areas have the more votes at the state legislature, so we're kind of fighting an uphill battle. We somewhat kind of lean on Texas A&M as being our big stick here in the area. And we communicate with them and work with our state legislatures here to try to get our voice heard at the state level. And College Station and Bryan have worked well together. We appreciate the relationship with City College Station staff at that level to join together on a common interest to protect this community and the best we can at the state level.
Finally, and you know, you build your budget, you build in all the variables that you think that you can cover, and then you have trash trucks burn up, which nobody plans for. So where are we in that process now, and how are you able to short-term solve that problem?
Yeah, so some of the trash trucks we already had planned to be replaced. One of them had actually already been replaced, but we were using it as a backup because we turned one over in the middle of University Drive.
Yeah.
So we kept it on. So it was on the way out. Two of the other ones that we had, they were planned to be replaced this year. So, you know, overall, while it sounded, well, it was a bad event and something that we hope doesn't happen in the future.
Certainly.
We've taken some steps on our side to make sure that it doesn't happen and at an operational level. But, you know, we rented some trucks to get us through, and we've got the new trucks coming. And as far as budget-wise, it wasn't really a financial hit for us because we had already planned to replace some of these older trucks already.
And the new ones will be online?
They should be online in the next 4 to 6 months.
Okay. Anything else we didn't cover today that you want to share with the folks?
I just want to give a shout-out to the staff. Solid Waste staff worked Texas Reds this past weekend, and it was a good event. And well, actually on the 26th, I guess, and kept the area clean. We got water and wastewater staff that's trying to keep the leaks down as the ground is shrinking. And the City of Bryan employees enjoy a good relationship with the City Council, and they provide good leadership for us under the direction of Mayor Bianski and the rest of the council, and we appreciate that. They've allowed us to look at some of our ordinances, and we're reviewing those and hope to bring back some revisions to improve the quality of life of the citizens of Bryan, and I think that's what our main focus should be.
Sure. Well, on a personal note, I can't say enough good stuff about your guys and gals who pick up brush and limbs. I mean, they pick up the big stuff, then they get out and they rake it up and they throw it in the truck. They do just an outstanding job.
That's one of the most recognized services that we provide.
Yeah.
And Bryan, we get a lot of good compliments, and the guys do an excellent job in getting that stuff up and gone and out of sight.
Yeah, they do a great job. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, sir.
Yep, that's Jason Barfnick. He's the Director of Public Services, City of Bryan. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity. Are you